You killed them instead.
Did they offer to go peacefully?
They did, but they were disingenuously offering it, I think, is that how that went. They said if you wouldn't did it, they'd leave the mine. But I think you rolled some sense motive checks, or like, or insight checks, and they're like, no.
Yeah, I didn't feel guilty whenever we killed them.
No, you probably should.
Now all of a sudden I feel guilty. I don't
think. I mean, we.
No, no, they were
insight checks, though.
They were jerks.
They were, in fact, jerks. Don Juan Raskin used his orc skull.
That's right.
To beat them, some of them to death with.
Did we kill him?
No.
Wasn't he kind of a slave trader guy?
No.
No.
So you went and you found some of the kind of hold up dwarven miners who had, you know, kind of were fighting off the were-rats and kind of had gotten themselves holed up. You freed them, and then your character attempted to sell them insurance.
Which technically he did.
He did.
Yeah.
And they tried to screw me.
And then they, and then you refused to pay out on it.
Because they intentionally killed someone. Or tried to.
You they followed the letter of what you told them the insurance policy would cover.
Yep.
And then you weaseled out of it.
Is the guy dead?
All of them.
No, no.
Brought him back.
No, no. Furioso Montenegro realized that he hadn't quite died yet and brought him back.
Okay, alive. That's good.
And then you refunded his policy, and bygones were bygones. Though the dwarf told you that you had made an enemy this day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
An enemy dwarf.
You dwarves sure are contentious people.
You people.
Furioso, you do seem to make a lot of generalizations about the various racial creatures.
Only gnomes.
And dwarves.
No. Dwarves are fine.
Except if contentious.
Same. Those dwarves were contentious.
So anyway, having completed that task, y'all decided to head on from your position there at number 4 on the map to Coneyberry, into the ranch east of it. Furioso, I think you have the quest card for Butterskull Ranch.
Indeed I do.
You want to read what you all are off here to do?
Orcs have attacked Butterskull Ranch, 5 miles east of Coneyberry, along the Tribor Trail! Travel there with haste. Too late for that. Assess the damage and help any way you can. Alphonse Calazorn. The ranch owner is a retired sheriff who can reward you for your efforts. If he's dead, return to Townmaster Harbin Wester with proof of Calazorn's demise to receive a reward of 100 gold pieces in total, not per person.
So if he's still alive and we take a piece of him, you can get money twice. Right?
That's no, because... It's the same person giving us the money.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? Oh.
Now he's going to give us money at Coneyberry.
Then we take the finger off him, and then we get money again.
If he's dead and we bring proof, then Wester will give us money.
Why don't we take the money from him first, then kill him, take his head, because that's absolute proof, and then go.
I do not like this plan.
No.
I'm on board.
The alignment signs are aligning.
Yeah, they are. Damn, son. Yeah, I like money as much as the next one.
I was just trying to use the rules to our advantage.
What if he's a girl?
It's nothing.
Do then?
I mean, I'm not going to commit to anything right now.
What if he's an orc?
It doesn't mean anything.
So, where are we right now? Like right this second?
You are en route to Coneyberry, having just left the mines.
All right.
So, who's leading the pack? Is it still Yara?
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine Inner Tiger.
I'm leading the pack.
Oh, because you're good at
survival.
The trails.
Picking out a trail as we walk down this incredibly well-marked trail.
Yeah, I'm going to go away. Me and Mittens.
Oh, we also... Nice. Let's see if we find something to eat on our way. We can go hunt.
Yeah, why don't you roll me a survival check?
Of course I can. Excuse me. This is this one, right?
19.
Oh, yeah. So,
A spicy beer.
So y'all are... you all are coming up along across a curve outside of the road when you see Yara dragging like a small bear.
That's just nothing.
It's going to be a 2 day, or I think a day or two's journey to Coneyberry from where you're at. So a day looks like. So it's about camp time. So you.
Camp time, ladies, sing the song.
So you, you skin the bear and cook it up.
That's what I do. You're welcome.
Salt the extra meat to make.
Yeah.
Bear jerky. New inspiration.
Mm. Yeah, everyone starts the session with inspiration.
I'm truly inspired. What?
One inspiration, two,
one.
Three inspiration.
You have it or you don't. It's like rhythm.
So I don't.
So, what do you guys do at camp that night?
Just like resting, right? Hmm. We rest.
Yeah, but like,
can I cook and rest?
Yeah.
How did we find out about these orcs?
One of the ranch hands had ridden back to town to report that they'd been attacked by orcs.
Hey, the orcs.
I feel like my character doesn't like cooked meat. I think that they're going to be pretty upset that the bear is getting cooked, so I'm going to try and get a piece of it that's raw to kind of gnaw on over the side. Bear tartar. Blood just raw.
Oh. What's that sound?
Just some ambiance.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't expecting spurs.
I think I also want to practice with my were-rat whip that I made out of one of their tails.
There you go. All
right. What about you, Furio? So what do you spend the evening doing?
Regaling the party with tales of High drama.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend my evening drafting a waterproof insurance policy so I don't get screwed over again.
Waterproof?
I mean, like
airtight.
Maybe waterproof. Yeah.
Oh, airtight. Airtight.
It's
what?
It's not waterproof in English.
No. I was like, you're taking the parchment and like putting some sort of.
I mean, technically they mean exactly the same thing.
I know, right?
The connotation is just slightly different.
Yeah, it's just different idioms.
How about that bear carcass, huh?
You say eating a raw hunch.
Yeah.
Alright.
I make sure that my gold is tied up very securely so that no one tries to steal it for me, and then I get drunk. Like, singing sailor songs, the whole nine.
Excellent. Roy, performance check.
Oh no. I didn't want to perform. This is going to go badly. I mean, maybe it'll go great.
I just want to get, like, an idea of the...
the caliber. Mm-hmm.
Performance? I actually have that as a skill. 23!
So
the
sweet alcohol like loosens your vocal cords and your inhibitions as you sing these sea shanties. And despite all of your best efforts, you're unable to resist getting caught up in them and singing along. And
oh, that's hilarious.
Yo ho, blow the man down.
Alright, who's keeping watch that later? Who's on the first
Not Caitlin.
Yeah.
I can do it.
I'm drunk.
Oh. And roll me a perception check.
I hope that little blonde girl will come after her one bear.
12 plus 1. 13.
Okay. Alright, nothing. It's a quiet night, nothing happened. Yara, why don't you roll me a perception check?
12. Perception. 25.
Dang.
As you are keeping watch, you hear something on the distance. leathery flapping sound beating hardly against the air.
Oh, what could it be?
And as you look up into the sky, you see kind of between you and the moon this black shape fly overhead.
This black shape fly
over. You!
I don't know what dragons are. I don't know what sound dragons make.
Attention, team. Can you look ahead? Up there? There's something going on.
What?
Wake up!
Did anyone else hear leathery beatings?
Yeah. Did you hear that? I mean, wow. It was so loud. So loud.
Didn't realize it wasn't loud.
Masturbation is funny. So we all observe this dragon fly through the air.
I mean, we're sitting around like a fire and have camps, so do we want to hide? Do we want
How close is he? Can we all see him?
I mean, does it see us?
It seems to have flown off. Off in the distance, you hear just kind of a loud roar.
But like, how far? Can you see us? Can they see us?
The dragon didn't seem to pay any mind to you.
Do dragons have a gender?
Yes.
Do we know what gender this
You don't yet, no.
You make sure next time we
ask. Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Dragon.
Oh, no.
What's your preferred pronoun?
Yep. Next time.
Hi, it's to me.
The dragon seems to pay you no mind. Mm-hmm. Flies on.
I still think we should talk to the dragon. Maybe they're not evil.
You, on your own, can do that.
I mean, you have fun. We could stop doing all these picky quests and just go to the dragon direct.
Are we ready?
We will not be doing
we're ready
that
to,
with
if all we're doing is talking, sure. We can go talk to anybody.
Is it the white dragon or is it a... Okay. Is it a new dragon?
Mm. Well, awesome. How could you see what color was in the night?
You assume it's the white dragon, I guess. Yeah, it could be. It could be a whole,
could be
other,
a whole
dragon.
Other dragon.
A whole other dragon of Ice Spire Peak. The next day, you all are traveling along, well rested, a little wary of dragons.
Leathery beating noise.
The wind picks up a bit as you crest a hill and see in front of you the charred remains of what used to be Coneyberry.
What is Coneyberry?
I thought Coneyberry was not supposed to be
town?
Dead.
We delayed too long.
Well, you're going 5 miles east of Coneyberry, but
yeah. But did we hear that Coneyberry was also attacked?
You've not. The town is eerily silent, except for the whistling of wind blowing through the settlement's burned and crumbled down structures.
That sucks.
Is there anything that we can pillage?
Roll a perception check, go. Searching through the town.
First off, this
nice.
What the hell?
15.
18.
18.
I would also like to check for loot.
I perceive an 18.
What about you, Yara?
I want to look around and see if there's any trace left. If there
are
orcs here or something like that.
Yeah. Is it like a hut with a bunch of orcs in it?
That's
bristling their crossbows out every window.
Survival. A 10.
Alright. You see what looks to be,
Is that more background noise?
Yes.
Okay.
It's spurs.
It's very quiet.
Raw.
You see, what looks to be orc tracks.
Orc tracks? Look at that. Where do they lead to?
Tracks.
They seem to head east from here.
Towards
Butterskull Ranch.
So did they hit up this town first?
It looks to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Or did they walk backwards? Well, you'd think the farmhand would have been like, oh yeah, and they trashed the entire town of Coneyberry.
Right.
Because they are monsters. We need to stop them.
Those of you that are...
Whoa, well, what's all this judging races by?
The rest of you that are searching for loot don't find anything of value, but you do find three horses. We don't find any monetary value, but you find three horses, three riding horses, unsaddled. Each of them have the letters B-A-K branded into the side of them.
Okay. So that's from the ranch, presumably?
Presumably, yeah.
Is it Butter Skull Ranch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's such a weird name.
Butterscotch Ranch.
No, Butter Skull.
That sounds like a horrible salad dressing.
First we inspect them, though.
It's also, I know that you stole a horse, Dennis.
Hmm?
The rest of you, are you sharing horses? I forget. How did you get your horses?
No, we bought all the horses. Like,
you owe me money.
Right?
Somebody owes me money.
That's what we did.
You just say I stole the horse.
Yes.
You did.
I took it out for inspection.
Because you stole the horse.
I took it out for inspection.
We'll see what happens when you go to return it.
I might return it.
Didn't pass
you might have stolen it. What's that?
It didn't pass inspection.
But regardless, you do have three horses here.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, let's lead them back to the ranch, I guess, and see if the ranch...
I mean, if we're going straight into the arms of Orcs, maybe we should tie them up here where they're safe, like in a barn or something, and then come back for them.
That's a good idea, too. 5 miles east. 5 miles east, we're on horses. That's like, what, an hour? Get there?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Alright, that seems reasonable.
I mean, we've got to come back this way anyway.
Unless we're all dead from the sword attack.
This could happen.
It's just ambience.
Alright, fine. We'll find them a nice, nice open pasture by a barn. Move any dead bodies out of the way. We find and let them graze.
There are dead bodies here?
You find, in the center of town, there appears to be a pyre, with, ashes and appears to be, like, little bits of bone fragment.
Oh,
but no actual bodies.
Does it look like an orc pyre?
Yes.
Classic.
Do orcs usually burn the humans?
Sometimes they do it in sacrifice to their god, Grumsh.
Stupid Grumsh.
Groomsh.
I can't relate.
You just invented Groomsh.
No. Groomsh is a...
This isn't a game of making things up. Groomsh has a long and storied history. Alright, we take care of the horses, I guess, and then...
Head to Butter Skull Ranch.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to sell? Oh, no, there's no priestly person.
With our bought horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone steals here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know who you're referring to.
All right, about halfway.
Not everyone inspects horses here.
About halfway between Tony Berry and Butter Skull Ranch, at least you'd assume so based on the description of distance. Yara, as you are the scout, kind of in the lead, you hear the sound of a little kind of bell.
A bell.
Yeah, kind of like a ding-a-long-a-long-a-long-a. Clunk, 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 clunk. I guess it's more like a clank, clank, clunk.
They know we're here.
No, it doesn't seem to be, like, rhythmic. It's just going to be kind of random.
Like on a goat or something?
Like, yeah. Or like a cow?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to investigate this.
Fever for the flavor.
I want to investigate.
All right, so you follow it. You don't even need to roll. It's easy. And you see kind of a few hundred feet off the trail you all are following a large dairy cow. With a bell around its neck. And the same BAK brand on it.
Hmm. All of these are from the farm we are going to. How did they get this far?
So someone let them all. But if it were mostly orcs, why didn't they eat them? Orcs eat cows all the time.
Well, and the other thing is, does that mean that they were running from the ranch?
Raw.
So do people.
Like, while the people were getting attacked, the animals were able to escape.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or maybe all the people were transformed into cows.
I say, let's grab that cow, because it's dead out here alone anyways. Let's take it with us and go to the farm. See what's happening there.
Okay. Why don't we just tie it off somewhere?
Yeah, she'll be okay until we get back.
As you approach the cow looks at your tiger and goes...
Oh, yeah, we have a tiger.
My tiger is pretty cow-friendly.
All right, we'll be an animal handling check.
Is she?
Animal handling. 19.
Right, so you're able to... You're, despite the tiger's presence, you're able to steady the cow's nerves. And you come up and start giving it some pets on the snoot.
Yeah, my tiger's just purring, snuggling with the cat. Uh-oh, cow.
Not now, tiger.
It's like I'm there.
It's time, Sophia. She came in to remind us that it was time.
Wow.
Mittens is getting quite the sass mouth on her.
Mittens is hungry as well. Has a habit to cuddle with his food.
Mittens likes beef. Alright, so once again you see Yara coming back with a strange animal. This time.
That happens usually. I bring strange animals.
Is it already dinner time?
No, you just had a bear.
I could eat a steak.
This is Elsa. Elsa.
And you comes don't with eat us. Dairy cows. Milk them.
Yeah, she's here for milk.
Can you do both?
No. You're not supposed to.
They do not give milk after you've killed them.
Yeah.
Also, their meat does not taste as good as non dairy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has this cow been milked lately?
Its udders are pretty full. Mm. Pretty.
Go for it. Do you have any experience in...
No. Nope. I was just asking. I know enough to ask questions.
Well, good thing that where I'm coming from, we learned that, so I can live with cow.
Okay. I would... Good.
Alright, so you get like a pan, like a cooking pan out of your, out of your pack. I guess like a stock pot or something.
What are you doing? You need to save these people at the farm.
But I'm sorry.
Priorities. All right. So you milk that cow.
Why'd you say it that way?
We all stand and watch.
And you all watch a half of it, right?
Ew.
I don't know what sound it makes when cows get milked.
Okay, so the cow is pretty relieved now, right?
That was close!
Relieved.
Yeah, it's like, yes.
Pretty relieved after all that.
Moo! Moo!
So we can move on now.
The cow follows you now.
Now that the cow has been properly tended.
You all have some warm milk, some fresh cream.
Oof.
That's so healthy. It gives you strength.
Sure we do.
That wasn't a dairy
cow. Oh, no!
Milk is really salty.
For breakfast.
Okay.
And as you all follow the path, you eventually see a little wisp of smoke coming up from behind a hill.
Oh, smoke. Maybe we can find some farm animals first that we can tend to. Before we get to the rescue of these poor people that are being burned alive.
We love all animals.
Three sheep cross the road.
Oh no, they haven't been shorn in months.
Well, what a coincidence.
Quick, glass of water. Roll a shorn check. Bane, get your sword out.
So the smoke that we see, does it look like it's like from a like a chimney wisp, or is it like black and angry fire, pyre smoke?
It looks kind of like a fire that's kind of burnt out and smoldering.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
No, this is not going to end poorly.
All right, let's ride ahead. Yeah, yeah.
All right, you just charge it?
Well.
The answer is no.
We stop standing in the middle of the road and move forward. All
right. As you crest the hill, you see below you...
another hill.
Butterskull Ranch occupies a large plot of land on the north side of the trail, nestled between these two hills, one of which you're on top of. Beyond a ramshackle wooden fence stands cornfields, an apple orchard, gardens, and pasture land. path breaks off from the trail leading to a two-story farmhouse next to a pond. West of the farmhouse are the charred and still smoldering remains of a barn and smithy that had been burned to the ground.
Hmm. Well, do we see any other activity?
You do see smoke coming from the chimney of the house.
Oh.
Oh, the house is still standing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, the barn and the smithy are destroyed, but the farmhouse is still there.
Does the front door of the farmhouse look like it's okay?
Mm-hmm. Roll me a perception check.
Oh, I'll roll a perception
check. Two orcs.
Yeah, I think there's orcs hiding in that house.
Anything's possible.
Perception?
I perceive the tune of a 17.
18.
Ooh.
15. Really heavy grouped here. Wow, we were.
8.
25.
Oh, damn, son!
Mm-hmm. You see, you guys are sitting up on the hill a little ways away. You see the door to the outhouse open and an orc come walking out with a what looks to be some sort of paper underneath his arm.
Let's kill
and
this!
And a poopy bottle.
Let's figure out how many there are before we go charging in.
And then he goes to the farmhouse and walks inside.
There's at least
just
one.
Just burn the fucking house down.
What if they have hostages?
Yeah. Wasn't there somebody we were supposed casual to either rescue or get proof of?
Collateral damage?
Yes.
So we gotta get proof of
we can ask
them,
is anyone alive?
It's all burned up. We
Alphonse
can't.
Calzorn.
Yeah, we have to find Alphonse.
And his calzones.
His sweet, sweet calzones.
Are you stealthy already?
Who's got the best stealth? I do not.
I have plus two.
Stealth two?
Plus three.
I have plus two.
Plus two.
Oh, okay.
You want to go try and
I'll
peek
put
in
on
the
my jangliest pants.
I mean, if you want to die.
Right, you take your jester's cap off.
Do orcs cooperate with humans at all?
Evil humans.
Some orcs do.
Could I disguise myself as like a orc buddy?
Orcs are bad.
Do you speak orcish?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh.
You do?
I do.
Oh, nice.
I speak goblin.
Yep, because I hate them.
Oh, okay. A lot. Okay.
As you see the orc, your blood boils.
Yeah, I want to kill him.
Let's send him ahead to just see how many there are.
Don't knock
on the door! Peek in the window, you psycho!
How many orcs are you in there?
Oh my god.
Right. Census!
No. Alright, I
want the Neverwinter Census Bureau.
Alright, I'll stealth my way down into the valley.
Alright.
I'll try to come at it from an angle from which I think there are no windows looking out.
Maybe not.
If there is an angle,
there's no.
What about a bush?
All right,
did you do the cartoony thing where you have like a bush?
All right, well, I'll stealth my way down there as best I can.
How many exits are there?
Is there a back door?
You see, there's a front door and a back door,
so we put
and a cellar door.
Why is there so many doors?
The orcs
fucking house. God damn it!
So we still don't know how many.
Do the doors open inwards or outwards?
Inwards.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
Like all doors? Or most doors?
I was going to say, not all of them.
I sure hope we someday get locked into this house, Ma.
Roll me a stealth check.
All right. Boom! 22!
Nice!
Now you'll do it.
So...
I really like the bush idea.
Yeah. I still like the burn the house down idea.
Of course you would.
I mean, it's still on the table. Let's just make sure there's no hostages.
Just a little arsonist, right?
And his character is too.
Ew.
Alright, so,
Ew.
Alright, so this is kind of a general layout of the house. There's a front door, uh-huh. There's a back door with a little porch, and there's a cellar door there.
No front porch?
Nope.
Alright.
I guess this is technically the front. So, this is the front door with the porch. And
hostages will be in the cellar, right? So we can safely burn the top part.
But we don't know that the cellar is connected to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's connect to the...
As you get closer to the farmhouse, the wind picks up a little bit, and you just smell a foul smell coming from the barn area.
Ooh. The barn's been burnt down?
Yes.
Everybody did.
You peek into some of the windows, and you see inside there's orcs that are just sort of like making themselves at home, basically. They've got like tankards of ale, and like they've gotten into his cheese and his butter. And his...
Son of a bitch.
The one in the barn or the farmhouse?
In the house. The barn's burnt down. You count on this floor of the barn, or this floor of the house, sorry, at 8 orcs.
8? That's a lot.
8?
Oh, that's... But we can do it.
And they're all just sort of talking to each other and drinking and eating and singing body orc songs.
No humans?
No humans, you can say. What do you do?
I mean, I like the idea of burning it down, but
hey, this
no
cellar door,
there,
does it
so
look like it's latched or anything?
Because the door's open inwards. How are you going to close the door so that
well,
they can't?
You could put the flame sphere right in the door.
No, they don't appear to be...
We could each station ourselves at one of the doors.
Do I think if I go and open that hatch, people will see me from the house?
You feel pretty... good about there. No, there's no window facing directly above the cellar door.
I'm like opening up and look up, and there's like 3 orcs.
What are you doing?
All right, I'm gonna go over to that cellar door and I'm gonna open it up.
Hey, girl, hey.
Open the cellar door.
All right, roll me another stealth check for that.
Oh, my luck's about
to run out. You can do it.
17. Yeah. Not bad, not bad. Right.
There's a slight. As you open the cellar door, what do? You see stairs leading down into what looks to be an earthen room.
I whisper, hello?
you hear kind of a...
Good call.
Kind of put someone out of their misery.
Oh, God! Jesus!
I'll creep down the steps in the cellar.
Okay.
Like look down or look around the corner.
The cellar has a dirt floor, walls of mortared stone, and an 8-foot-high plank ceiling braced by wooden pillars. Mm-hmm. Tied to a chair is a large figure with a burlap sack pulled over his head. Shelves along the wall are lined with skulls made of butter and protected by a thin coating of wax.
Right.
No,
I'm gonna creep over to the guy with the thing. Does it look like a human or is it really gonna work?
Looks like a human.
Right. I don't want to get surprised. It was a horse the whole time.
Fooled you, silly human. Fell for our trap. 8 more orcs laugh from the doorway.
So I'll go over there and I'll be like, shh, I'm a friend.
You said that real creepy.
What are you going to do?
I know.
That's all trying to like pull his sack off his head.
All right, you pull the sack off his head. You see a large human man with a gag in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And he's got like bruises all over his face.
Is I, Furioso Montenegro, the master of disguise. Oh, sorry. Who are you?
Oh, hello there. My name is Big Al. You might know me as the Butterskull Ranch guy. Are you here to save me?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, thank God. Just get these rope bonds off of me here.
Hey, Big Al.
Yeah?
Are there any other people who survived on this
ranch? I don't think so. Just my hands. I know my hands died. They all died.
Why would just he survive? What? Oh. I'll untie him.
You untie him?
Yep.
All right, it takes about a minute.
Okay. All right, we're going to creep back to where I've got some friends, and then we're going to reconvene about what we do about all this.
I'm not a very stealthy man. I feel like you should know.
I don't think he's a very stealthy man. I think you should check on that. His name is Big Al.
He seems trustworthy.
I'm sure he thinks he's stealthy.
No, he just said I'm not a stealthy man.
Oh, I thought you said
it sounded like you said I am a stealthy man.
I don't believe.
That's why we were all like...
Not a stealthy man.
All right, well, do you want to stay here while I go back and get my friends?
Yeah, so he says, we need to take back the house.
Do we?
What
is it? So, there's a
kill the orcs up there.
Right, there's a proposal on the table to burn the house down. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I will lie. This is my livelihood. I would like to, you know, keep this house.
Okay.
I built it with my two hands.
Your two farm hands?
Well, no. No, I guess they did a lot of work, but, you know, metaphorically with my own two hands. Right. But,
do you have a weapon on you?
He says, no, I don't. They stripped me of that.
Well, you can have either my rapier, my light crossbow, or my dagger. Or my loot. I don't play it.
He says, which one are you, the least fond of?
The dagger.
I'll take the dagger.
All right.
He says, but there's, you know, let's not burn my house down.
I understand. I'll do what I can.
So am I staying here? Are you going? What's the
plan?
Yeah,
you're staying here.
I'll stay down here with my butter skulls.
Can you check whether the roof is stone or, like, if we burn the house down,
it's
is he going to burn?
It's wooden planks over him.
Shit.
Yeah. We're not burning his house down.
How many orcs
really
are there?
He says at least a dozen, maybe more.
All right, good. All right.
Good.
All right, you stay
Hopefully
here.
You brought a lot of folks.
I brought a lot of really enthusiastic folks.
Enthusiasm can make up for a lot, you know, but a lot of orcs up there.
We're really fucking enthusiastic.
Can you give me, like, a finger?
Yeah. Janelle, he's on our side. Can we get a finger?
I mean, not usually until the second date, but...
All right.
Oh, no.
You said, oh, no, but you said it with an oh, yes,
Tom. Right, here's a thing.
You monster, while she was drinking. That's the worst. I hate it with that.
Just the thing you want your boyfriend to say.
He says, now you heard back. Now, how long should I wait here?
Until you hear the screaming.
Until you hear a commotion. Or we come get you.
Until you hear Ron.
He says, hey, you can kill those orcs and not burn my house down. Maybe help me get my cow back.
Well, about that.
He says, there's mithril in it for you. You hear me?
Ooh.
What?
Oh.
Mithril.
I'll be sure to keep
mithril.
That for myself.
Where is that?
Really expensive.
So you mean Alpha?
You guys aren't here.
What's that?
Alpha.
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 All right. Well,
Wanda, that wasn't a milking cow, by the way.
Well.
You saw my bowl? My prize bowl.
He's just been crazy.
No.
We can talk about the cow later.
I don't like it.
There was a cereal commercial or something with that in it where the guy was eating cereal and he said he got it from the cow and he said, we only got bulls here. I was like, how did this make it on television?
Right? Who approved that?
Salted flakes.
Ew. Moving on.
Maybe sweet flakes.
Nope. I've reached my limit.
All right.
So you head back.
Yep.
We'll another stealth check.
Oh, God. This is where it all blows up in my face. Ooh,
11.
You want to use your inspiration?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
I'll use it.
Y'all are going to die.
I'll be stealthy.
Oh no.
What is it?
A 4. A natural 1.
He can use the first one.
He uses the first one to his inspiration roll, but
I'll be stealthy as the thief.
Can be rescued.
And the thief of thieves. Neverwinter. The famous play.
Didn't that thief get caught?
What? Bung, 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 bung.
As you dash out of the cellar stealthily, you hear from the window behind you something in Orcish say, "You shall see!"
I can understand it, right?
You hear just on the faint distance, "There's a dumb human!" And then shortly after, "Get him!"
I think it's Kava blew up, so we should get ready.
Yep. Can I show my fire speed to the house?
No!
Why?
Alright, so...
As you
start running towards your companions, arrows start whizzing by you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well...
Arrows start whizzing by you?
I mean, I have some 120-foot range spells.
Are we close enough that I can use my arrows here? I can use my longbow.
Alright, you guys are... How far are you? You guys are on the hilltop?
No? Yeah, they're on the hilltop.
You're within bow range, so...
Okay.
Can we do that many orcs?
We don't have a choice now! This boat is rolling, honey, get off!
But we can burn the house, still.
But it doesn't help you any if the orcs... Because the orcs are out.
Orcs are out.
Property damage.
They're
just burning the house for no reason.
But they're still in there, right?
No, they're coming out.
Even if we were able to burn the house, they'd just leave it.
And we'd burn the human that we
don't know that yet, so...
We probably would. He's not a very stealthy man.
But he didn't come out yet.
Yeah, he's still down in the basement, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying, is if we burn the house, we'd burn him. And just him.
But he could run out.
He could, but there's no guarantee that he will.
Alright, let's roll for some initiative.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
It's always great when a plan goes to shit.
I mean, wasn't this the original conclusion of this anyway?
16. No, I mean, you guys could have gone into the house. There's...
5.
16.
It's actually surprisingly vague about what...
what it thinks we're supposed to do.
13.
19!
16.
18.
5.
Just start yelling at random numbers at me, y'all. That's not all the time. 16. Alright, Superior, so what'd you get?
19.
19. But Bane, what'd you get?
13.
Yara?
16.
Yeah. Beswana?
18.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
This is first here.
Yeah.
And Kirek?
5.
Aww, but go and burn the house down.
And all the orcs go last.
Yay!
Yay!
So, all right. So Furioso,
I'm running
towards the hill.
Yep. You ever watch Benny Hill? It's kind of like that.
And you try and dodge the arrows that are coming your way, or.
Sure. I'll try.
All right, so you can get... This is 30 feet, like here.
All right. I'll get up to the hill, and then I'll turn, and I'll be like, there's the ranch hand's there, too. He's in the basement. He says there's a dozen orcs.
What, a dozen?
As they're all piling out of the house, and I'm like, oh, shit!
Yeah, right?
Also, they saw me.
good thing you told us.
Alright, what do you do with your action?
I'll try and shoot one with my crossbow.
Alright, so you see there are some orcs down here in the first story window with bows.
Hmm. I'll shoot one of them!
Alright, roll me a thing.
Ba-boom! Does a 13 hit? It seems low. Does a 15 hit?
Where are my orc stats at?
Actually, it's a 14. I lied.
14?
Yep.
So I don't know how to do that. Alright. So, that hits. 14 hits.
Oh, sick.
What damage?
Alright. 112 points of damage.
Well, he's dead.
Or maybe just 3. 3 points.
Alright.
He dead?
No. Alright, puts up best one.
So, you can cast a spell, and you can only cast a second spell if it's a bonus action and not...
One of those two spells is a cantrip.
One of the two is a cantrip. So it doesn't matter if I have two spells. That one's an action and one's a bonus action.
Right. Okay. Neither one of them is a cantrip, then you can't do it.
Balls. Okay. Okay, then... But if I cast a cantrip and I have a regular spell that's a bonus action, I don't have to use my sorcery points for that, right?
Correct.
Fantastic. I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Shadow Blade, which...
Ooh, I love Shadow Blade.
I don't know much about it.
It gives you a blade of psychic energy that you can use as a weapon.
Finesse Light and Shadow, Throne. You
so you can use your dex.
And then... Oh, no. That's not good.
Or your strength.
Yeah, that's a little better. Let's see here. I will use Thunderclap, right?
Hey, what's the range on that?
It is doesn't have a range. Oh, it has a range. What is it? Oh, it's only 5 feet. Never mind.
Yeah, that's the one where you clap your hand, basically, and, like, thunder shoots out.
Yeah, yeah, my bad. Never mind. I was hoping... I don't have any area damage. That is too bad. How far away are they?
Let's see. 30, 60, and 85 feet.
Okay. I just lost my spells. What just happened? There it is.
And then after Botswana is Yara, so Yara, think about what you'd like to be doing.
Oh, I exactly know what I want to do. Excellent. I need some more information, though.
Okay. Which one's closest to me?
They're all equidistant.
Okay. Well, I have 120-foot range on Firebolt, so I will cast that at one of them, and I will miss.
What'd you get?
8. I will miss.
Alright. Yara.
Okay, is one of the orcs... out there, or are
they're
there
shooting through the windows right now?
Oh, okay, so no one is out there.
Not yet.
So no one. Not. Sending.
They're 85 feet away, so they're still within your bow range.
But yeah, I'm not sending mittens then. That's just too dangerous. But I'm gonna cast Ensnaring Strike on myself because that's gonna have effect on the creatures I hit, right?
I think you cast it.
Yeah. Ranged self. That's what it says. So
yeah,
the
and then whenever you hit with your arrows, you...
The next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
Nice.
And excellent. Then they get damage while restrained by the spell.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm going to... cast this on myself, and I'm gonna take my longbow and one of my manticore arrows,
nice.
Plus one damage. And well, yeah, I'm gonna shoot one of those orcs through the window.
All right, are we in a deck?
Okay.
So you cast your spell, and you start to glow with this little bit of energy. And as you pick out your bow, your arrow that you know hovers over the ground, the kind of grass sort of grows up to meet it. We'll see what happens.
Pretty dramatic, you're right. So this one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 5. Oh.
All right, so plus 6.
That would be 11.
11, so it's going to miss.
I don't want to miss.
You can use your inspiration.
Should I? I do it. Sure. I do it.
Why not?
Okay, again.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That'll hit. So 17 plus, what did you add to it?
6.
The 6, so it would be 23.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And then I can do the
D8. D8 plus 3.
What is a D8?
It's this one here.
Let's forget. Okay. This one, so it's 5 plus 3, it's 8.
And,
what? This is a 2. Do you mean this?
Oh, because you're using your manticore, it gives you plus 1 damage.
You're right. Okay, it's 8.
And then he makes a strength saving throw?
Yeah.
Alright, you got a total of 9. So, that fails.
Fail.
And snared.
So, alright, so you've got one, you've dealt 8 points of damage, and snared one.
So, where are they at?
They're still in the house.
Oh, I thought they were already up the hill.
No,
Since
no,
I'm
no,
so really good
confused. Okay.
They were shooting arrows at him through the windows.
Okay. Now
it is it dead?
No.
What's
that? It doesn't cut it?
No.
No.
It's a nice thought.
You just orcs.
All right, Bane, then Kirei. You're 85 feet away.
Yeah. I kind of want to take my pole of collapsing and see how far I can vault.
Yes!
All right.
So first I want to rage.
All right, you rage.
And then I just want to get as good of a running start as I can get and use the pole of collapsing as a vault pole and see how far I can go.
All right, roll me an athletics check.
Roll good.
26.
Damn, son!
Alright, so are you using both your actions to move? Or just the first? Just the one? That'll determine that.
I think...
to lose one arrow,
right? Yeah. I'll use both of them to move, because I'll be right there.
Alright, so you...
I assume I would be.
Alright, so you, let's see, how do I do this? It's cool.
Can I jump on the roof?
So you start running forward, and I will say that you, leap, onto that porch.
Okay.
Nice.
oh, you're an N. I'm using N for you, because there's too many B's. Alright. That's your whole turn. What's up, Kirei?
How close together are these orcs?
They're in a house.
Good. How many feet distance?
There's one there, there's another one 10 feet over there, and there's another one over there. They're in the windows.
But how much feet is that?
Each square is 5.
Each square is 5, so 10. They're about 15 feet apart.
If I use the flaming sphere, can I use it without burning the house down? No.
It's a wood house.
Yeah. Plus the spell specifically says that objects will be caught on fire, doesn't it? Most fire spells do.
Just burn a hand.
Tiny creature.
You know, magic missile has 120 foot range.
Yeah, and it's guaranteed.
I want to hit more of them. That's what I was thinking.
You get 4
about.
Hits.
How far away are we? 90 feet?
85 feet.
85 feet.
You can move 30 feet first.
I want to stay, I want to keep them at a distance. I'll use Mel's acid arrow on one of them.
Okay, roll the test. And then your spell sheet has what you add to it. So.
Nice.
Oh, that'll hit.
Okay, but what would I add to it?
So at the top of your spell sheet, there's the plus.
Plus 5, okay. So that is 4d4 acid damage, and then they also get some damage at the end of their turn.
D4. Triangle.
Are you shooting a fresh one or one that's in head already? Oh, and then there's also this one is entangled.
Which one?
The one that's in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one's been hit, that one's been hit, and that one's fresh.
I want to hit the one that only got hit a little bit.
Okay.
Like 3 damage.
That was the first one? Okay.
Yeah. So 4. 3.
7.
4.
Nice.
3.
That's a good fucking set of rolls, man.
So 14. And then they also get...
Yay!
They don't get anything.
He's dead!
The arrow's like, the arrow shoots into his chest and his chest melts open. And he falls forward dead. Falls out the window onto the ground. Just an oozing pile.
Gross.
Nice. Dead orb.
That feels good, though, right?
Yeah.
One down.
All right. This door that you're in front of gets kicked open, but fortunately you're there to prevent the orcs from rushing out. However, you do get 2 orc attacks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, frick it.
This one's going to jump out the window and come up your back.
Because he was a prize bull geek.
And then this one's oozing on the ground. And then a new one enters the window. So the restrained one, when does it take damage, Julia?
1d6 piercing damage at the start of each of its turns.
The start of its turn?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, roll d6.
That's a 2.
Okay. And orcs also appear in these upper floor windows, which I'm going to just kind of do like
that. Uh-oh.
Right. So, 2 points of damage to the one you've
hit.
All right, he's looking really hurt. Mm-hmm. And his option is he can do what?
He can do a throw.
So he has to skip his attack to try to succeed. All right, he's going to do that. So you've stolen an attack away from him as he's
nice.
Trying to get out of your grasping vines.
But he's not hurt now, or
no, he took damage.
Okay,
he's looking really hurt. He's unable to get out. Bane, you're taking 3 attacks.
I take half damage.
Nice.
18, 10, and 7.
18, 10, and
7. No, that's the ACs. What's your armor class?
15. Alright,
so one of those hits.
Okay.
Axe swings in at you. D12s, Harsh Mistress. You take 5 points of slashing damage, so for you it would be 2.
2, yeah. Nice.
Let's see, and then... Oh, yeah, another orc comes up to this window. So then that leaves 5 window arrow attacks. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess... And they're out of arrows. All they have left is javelins because they weren't supposed to have arrows in the first place.
Uh-oh.
What's the range on a javelin?
Much less.
Yeah.
So pretty much they just go after me.
No, they can still hit all those folks.
90 feet? They can throw a javelin 90 feet.
They can throw a javelin 120 feet, yeah.
Rude.
Yeah. They're disadvantaged, though. So first attack will be on Furioso.
Oh,
EC15.
Sorry. Good question. Well, that hits.
For 5 points of piercing damage. Come on. Kirei. And they're rolling with disadvantage because of the range. AC9, I think, will miss you.
At the 12.
Yara, AC11. Misses you. And, oh my god! Look at that! Look at this! Just look over the screen and tell them I'm not lying.
Oh wow, he has a 44.
Aww, you rolled a double 20
on me. I rolled double 20s on you.
Damn it!
See, I'm losing all my cards here.
That is because he was rolling with disadvantage, and the disadvantage was still a fucking critical hit.
There's a 1 in 400 chance that can happen.
Well, super screwed.
You did it again.
I don't appreciate all this laughter.
No, not the d20s. Look at these two.
Well, and he has 2 ones.
Ha! Yeah, y'all!
So you can take 5 points of piercing
damage. Yeah! I'm very...
That's still damage, though. No?
5 damage? Meh. I'm alright.
Alright.
All right.
Not even really bloodied.
No, not even close.
Just a scuff
knee, really.
What's up, Furioso?
I'm gonna run forward. Scratch
right here.
Which
way forward?
Forward towards the house.
Back towards the house.
Back
towards the house. Turn back around.
He's a farmer guy. Isn't he gonna come and help us?
No, he told
Big
Al
is more.
I told him
not to help me. Like, right?
Yeah.
One move?
Yep, one move. 30 feet, and then I'm going to shoot at the one orc that I can see. Can I see the one Haslin Bane on the porch?
Yes.
And I'm going to shoot that one.
All right, roll attack.
I will certainly try. Nope, I miss.
What'd you get?
About 7.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's what I said, Chris. Get off my ass. All right, what's up?
I'm coming to save you.
Maslana. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move forward 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see in the windows?
No, you stay there.
Yeah, you can see the orcs in the windows. Okay. They've got a bit of cover, so...
Well, that's okay. If I can see in there, I can cast a spell in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the two on... Oh, are there 3 within 10 feet on the...
Those 3?
Well, there's those 3, and then there's the 3 at the top.
These 3 are in the upstairs, yeah. They're each of these are about 10 feet apart.
Okay. Can I position 10-foot radius sphere. So a position fire. It so that it does not hit Bane. And gets the three of them. Or are they surrounding her?
So Bane's surrounded there.
Okay.
But with a 10-foot radius, you could center it there and hit all three of these folks.
Baller status, yo. Shatter.
All right.
Shatter.
All right, so what do they need to do?
They need to make a con save.
Let's see. 11, 6, and 19.
Save is 14.
All right, so one makes it, two fail.
One makes it, so then it's 3d8. Oh, so 3. Oh, fuck me.
4.
Fuck you!
7.
God damn it. That sucks. Alright. And, yeah, there's nothing else that happens on that one.
Alright, so that was 7 points? Or 9?
Mm-hmm. 7.
Okay.
That was lame. And I can't move any further, right?
Nope. Alright, what's up, Yara, followed by Bane. Hmm.
So when it says duration up to 1 minute, mm-hmm. is it still...
Yeah, that's, every round is 6 seconds, so it's 10 rounds. Okay. It's usually one combat. Combat rarely lasts more than a minute.
Although when it does, you're real screwed!
Alright, so...
So I can cast something and I can hit someone with...
Alright, so you've still got your Ensnaring Strike up.
So this needs to be gone so that I can
you can keep it up and still ensnare people when you attack. If you want to change spells, then you have to cast something else. Otherwise, since it has the C, the concentration, mm-hmm. you can hold it up. You can only hold up one C spell.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I'm gonna attack one more healthy orc somewhere. All
right, so the healthiest one?
Yep.
Neither of these two have been hit.
That's the right one, then.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna... So that's 15. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
So that'll hit, yeah.
That will hit.
So add a d8 plus... Are you using one of your manticore arrows or your regular arrows?
I'm using one of the manticore arrows. All
right, so roll a d8 and add 3.
What's this one, right? Mm-hmm. 7 and 10.
Nice.
Very nice.
So you hit it in the shoulder and it screams in pain.
And it's going to be ensnared.
It rolled a 12. Which...
What?
I don't know what your spell save DC is. It's 8 plus your...
Spell safety?
Wisdom, I think. Is it your wisdom?
My wisdom is 5.
She doesn't have a spell sheet.
She does, it's just not filled out. I think, Chris, Ranger ability what? For casting is Wisdom?
Yes.
Alright, so we'll flip the sheet back over. So it's 8 plus 3, 11 plus proficiency, 2, so 13. So here, real quick, for spell save DC here, write 13. And then for here, put plus 5. So what you get if you have to make a, you don't have to worry about it. 13. All right, so needless to say, the 11 fails. So he is...
Ensnared.
So. Oh, and this other one's ensnared too, still.
Yep.
So you get 2 ensnared.
I ensnare them all.
All right. Anything else you want to do?
Well, I can't do any other action, all right.
You can move. And you can also have Mittens move.
I have Mittens move.
Have, like, just her speed up?
Mm-hmm.
What's her speed?
Mittens speed is 50 feet.
Oh, wow.
Dang, son.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Mittens is going to storm in there.
Yeah, she is.
All right, Mittens starts running up. All right. Oh. Puts up Bane, followed by Kirei. So you've got 3 around you.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what Bane would do. I feel like... Could I pick up one and throw it to get the other two?
roll me in athletics.
I'm going to use my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
16 plus 6, so 22.
Yeah, you pick him up and you you throw him into the other one. Roll me a d4 plus your strength.
D4 plus strength. 2 plus... for the saving throw? Mm-hmm.
No, this is for just the damage.
Here?
Yep.
6.
All right, and then you get another 2 because you're raging. So
8.
8. You deal 8 to... you're not able to hit both of them because the door jam is in the way, but you're able to pick up this one and slam him into that one.
Okay.
Now he's over there. And they both take 8 points of damage, and they're both bloodied from that.
Nice.
Ah!
How many others that are bloodied?
Six.
Okay, I'll cast my magic missile using a level 2 slot, and I want to target 4 of them.
Alright, you just want to target the bloody ones?
Yeah.
Alright, roll 4 damages.
How much was that again?
It's a d4 plus 1 for each of them. And if you cast it at first level, you get 3. If you cast it at second level, you get 4.
Four.
Cast it at second level?
Alright, so,
so the first one.
3. So 4. 4.
Alright, that kills one.
5.
Kills another one.
5.
Damn.
Wow, you're dropping bombs.
Yeah, he is.
Still up. It's one of the ones that Bane's on.
The bloody ones, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm doing the bloody one.
Yeah.
And one more.
I did 3.
You said, oh, you're casting it first level or second level?
No, second level. Right, so you're 3, you already got them, okay. Yeah. The other one, oh, just the 2.
Alright, still up. But you killed 2 of them with that.
Nice.
Not 3? The third one didn't die?
No.
Why?
Neither did the fourth one. Because they weren't, you didn't deal enough damage.
Okay.
Alright, puts up the orcs. Actually, let's see. Bane, as you're throwing this guy, this one, you see an axe swing by your head, and slam into that orc. As you see this very, very large and in charge rancher.
Big Al.
But he has an axe?
Finally.
A great axe that he picked up off one of the orc's corpses.
He woke up.
He said, you need some help here. And this guy's dead.
That's Al!
Yeah, could use a little bit of your help around
and
here.
That guy's dead.
He's got big hands.
Alright, then orcs start piling up. Oh.
Little dice area strolling
artist.
Was there like a Cyber Monday deal?
Oh, no, I got those from a free event at Wizards of the Coast. Friends and family event. Alright, so the three upstairs orcs are going to start firing one at their javelins.
They hide their bows. They're using
the whole they ashamedly hide their bows. Alright, so everybody that they can see is outside of the short range line, so these are all at disadvantage. Natural 20 and a 10.
Yay!
10 though, I think, plus 5, so 15.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a 10. I have no armor.
That is 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Mittens.